So many different places in our readings we could listen to today. I do want to say quickly that both in the Gospel and the second reading in the Ephesians, we heard about the word of baptism from the Bible, from Jesus, telling what to do with the new people to be in the family. So again, we're so glad with Nora and Brittany and Drew and your family again on this beautiful night, beautiful weather, to baptize another sister in our whole family and in God's family. We do this on the same night of the Ascension as we remember when Jesus went to heaven. It can really, if you think about the whole process, just take a few moments and thinking about what does that mean that Jesus went to heaven. So I think the nugget today is about heaven, that Jesus went there, but he also prepared us to prepare his disciples and apostles. So first, beginning as Acts of the Apostles. It's actually the same volume 2 of St. Luke. So if you want to read the whole two books together, you go to St. Luke and then the Acts of the Apostles. Some of his first words, as they were looking on, he, Jesus, was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. And again, just imagine what that must have been to experience Jesus going to heaven. I mean, it wasn't like he was on a spaceship. I mean, it wasn't like he had just rocket that he could put on. You know, the man rocket that you can put on your backpack? Or just a time where somebody's picking him up like a helicopter to go to heaven? Or the pelican that brought somebody on the earth brings him back to heaven? Well, just try to think. I mean, we almost can't know with our own human minds how you go to heaven. Just take some time and pray about that. You know, we're in Memorial Weekend of those who have passed away, that have died. That we pray that they are in heaven. Because that's what we believe. That Jesus, when he was ascended, opened the gates of heaven for each person. Especially our loved ones that have passed away. And let us take some more time this weekend to remember and pray for those loved ones that have passed away. The angels, we heard there was two angels there that said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky?" I kind of chuckle on that one. So they're looking in the sky, and I also think too how, our whole world is a globe. So they might be looking up for them, but China on the other side is looking down, It's just a whole curious thing to think about, and they're looking in the sky. This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. Instead of looking up in the sky for them, Jesus is telling them, get back to work. I did my job. I was here for 3 years on the planet. And I am coming to my Father in heaven so that I can send you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that is already in us now. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is in us. That's why we have a baptism. That's why we have a faith. That's why we have sacraments. To receive Jesus when he sent the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and disciples. He told them earlier in the same book in Acts, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." He told them the gospel. Well, we'll say probably the similar words in a baptism. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. This weekend, again, pray for our loved ones. Discern and just imagine of Jesus going to heaven in the ascension. As our loved ones go to heaven, as we, please God and praise God, can go to heaven. And to know that the next chapter of these readings this weekend at the Ascension is next weekend, when He sends the Holy Spirit to not just win the world of death and sin, but when He sends the Spirit to win the world.